Hi, good afternoon. This is Charlie. We're conducting a public opinion research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you registered to vote in South Carolina?
I am.
Okay. Okay, this will just take a few minutes. Politically, do you feel South Carolina is primarily a southern state or not?
A southern state?
I'm going to repeat it. Politically, do you feel South Carolina is primarily a southern state or not?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you support or oppose allowing patients in South Carolina to suffer from an approved list of serious medical conditions to use medical marijuana if their doctor recommends it? Support or oppose?
No, I'm in support of medical marijuana.
You support it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Thank you. And school choice gives parents the right to use the tax dollars designated for their children's education to send their child to the public or private school, which best serves their needs. Generally speaking, would you say you support or oppose the concept?
I support that.
Okay. Thank you. And recently, the South Carolina legislature passed the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program, a school choice program that allows South Carolina parents to withdraw their K-12 child from public school and receive $6,000 to use for private school tuition and other educational expenses. Do you support or oppose this program?
I support that.
Okay, thank you. Currently, only students in low-income families qualify for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program. Would you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family's income, the ability to receive the scholarship through this program? Support or oppose?
I do support it. Support.
Okay, thank you. And would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislator who voted to expand eligibility for the Educational Scholarship Trust Fund program to all students in South Carolina?
I would vote for the person who voted to expand it.
Okay, thank you. And do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profits over people or not?
Absolutely they do.
Okay, thank you. And do you believe bars and restaurants that knowingly over-serve alcohol to their customers should or should not share responsibility if that person were to drive and injure or kill someone?
Should not.
Okay, thank you. And South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state court judges to make certain that they are qualified and free from conflicts. This is usually a 3 or 4 month process. Do you believe this process helps produce the best candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed?
I support it.
Okay, thank you. And if an inconvenience store clerk or bartender was not properly trained by their employer on an ID verification, sold alcohol to a minor, that minor then caused a drunken driving accident in which another individual is injured, do you feel the employer should or should not be liable for compensating the victim for their injuries?
Employer? I don't think the employer should be penalized.
Okay.
No.
Thank you. And we're almost finished. Do you believe that the insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict form that they know are unable to pay their share of awarded damages? Should or should not?
I do. Should not.
Should not? Okay. Thank you. And marketing by personal injury lawyers heavily occupies public advertising space. In your opinion, how has this level of advertising influenced public perception of the legal profession? Do you feel it has helped the public perception of the legal profession, hurt the public perception of the legal profession, or had no effect on the perception of the legal profession?
Hurt the legal profession.
Okay, hurt. Okay, thank you. Many personal injury lawyers advertise that they can get large insurance payouts for motor vehicle accidents. In doing so, do you feel these lawyers are primarily interested in maximizing their contingency-based legal fees or getting true justice for their injured client?
Maximizing.
Okay, thank you. What impact do you feel advertising by personal injury lawyers claiming the ability to get large payouts has on automobile insurance premiums? Do they significantly increase premiums, somewhat increase premiums, have little or no effect on premiums, or reduce premiums?
Increase the premiums.
Increase? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel healthcare providers should or should not be required to keep a person's healthcare decisions confidential? Should or should not?
Should keep them confidential.
Okay, thank you.
Should.
Okay, thank you. If parents are already involved in the decision-making process, do you feel government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18? Should or should not?
Government shouldn't be in anybody's personal business.
Okay, so should not?
Government stays out. Should not.
Okay. Okay, thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you generally consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Okay. Thank you. Which of these following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian,
white,
or other?
White, Caucasian.
Okay,
white,
thank
Caucasian.
You. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
Male.
Okay, thank you. And, you know, that about does it, Mr. James. You know, I want to thank you for your time, and that completes the end of the survey.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.